Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Ananta koti Vaishnavinda ki Shri Shri Gaur Nithai ki jai, Shri Shri Jagannath Bandhavalade ki jai, Shri Shri Radha Kunja Bihari ki jai, Gaur Premanande, all glorious to the Assembled Devotees, all glorious to the Assembled Devotees, all glorious to the Assembled Devotees. Hare Krishna. Happy Saturday.
Hare Krishna, sretna vam subota.
Happy Jagannath Ratha Yatra Day.
Sretna vam dan Jagannathine Ratha Yatre.
Before I start with the end of our seminar,
prije što nego što započnem sa krajem našega seminara,
I want to share with you a nice verse.
Želio bih podijeliti s vama jednu lijepu strofu
from the poet Rushkan,
koji je napisao pjesnik Rushkan.
Rushkan is a poet writing in Brajabasha.
Rushkan je pjesnik koji piše na Brajabashi.
In the 16th century.
Živio je u 16. stoljeću.
He's associated with the Vallabha Sampradaya.
A povezan je sa Vallabha Sampradayom.
And he writes 74 poems.
Sastavio je 74 pjesme
with respect to Krishna, called Treasure House of Love.
Koje su povezane s Krishnom, a nalaze se u pjesmarici Riznica ljubavi.
So here's what it sounds like in Brajabasha.
Ovako to zvuči u Brajabashi.
Sunijai sabaki kahije nakichu nakachu rahiyai imibha vabhagarame kariyai vratanema sachai liye jinatai tariyai manasagarame miliyai sabasom durabhava bina rahiye satasanta ujagarame rasakani gubinda hin yau bajiyai jiminagara ki no jiminagari ko chitagagarame. Nice.
Lijepo.
Here's what it means in
evo,
English.
Što znači na engleskom, odnosno hrvatskom.
Listen to everyone.
Poslušajte, o svi vi.
But don't say a word.
Ali ne recite ni riječi.
In this manner, remain in
na
the world.
Na taj način, ostanite u svijetu.
Perform your vows and practices with sincerity.
Iskreno provodite svoje zavjete i praksu.
They will carry you across the mind ocean.
Oni će vas prenijeti preko oceana uma.
Greet all without negativity.
Pozdravite svakoga bez negativnosti.
And remain in the illumination of devotional association.
A ostanite u osvjetljavajućem društvu posvećenstvo.
Rushkan says,
Rushkan kaže,
worship Govinda.
Obožavajte Govindu.
The way a village woman balances a water jug upon her head.
Onako kao što seljanka balansira vrč sa vodom na vrh svoje glave.
With effortless concentration.
Sa usredotočenošću u kojoj nema napora.
It's a very typical or common image.
Ovo je vrlo tipičan, odnosno uobičajena slika u Indiji i općenito u Aziji.
In places where people have to go to
the well to get water. Na mjestima gdje ljudi moraju odlaziti do bunara po vodu. Obično se tim poslom bave žene.
It can be very hard work when they have a long ways to go.
To može također biti vrlo težak posao ako moraju preći velik put.
From an early age they become expert at balancing.
I stoga od malena postaju vrlo vješte u balansiranju.
Quite large pots of water.
Vrlo veliki
vrčeva s vodom. Or sometimes stack of three pots.
Ponekad čak nose i po tri vrča na glavi.
And they'll be walking along the road with this stack
onda,
of water, and they'll be chattering to each other, talking.
Hodaju niz cestu sa tim vrčevima posloženima na glavi i čavrljaju međusobno.
But at the same time they're conscious.
Ali istovremeno su svjesni.
They have something on their head if they
da im nešto
stumble
drže na glavi, ako se spotaknu, izgubit će sve što nose.
And then they would have to go all the way back to the well again.
Onda se mora vratiti ponovno skroz do bunara i zato su jako oprezne.
So Rashkan advises us.
Rashkan nam savjetuje.
That in a similar way that such village women are balancing water jugs on their heads
vrčeve s vodom na svojim glavama.
Effortless concentration.
Sa usredotočenošću koja ne poznaje napora.
In similar way we can worship Govinda.
Na isti način i mi možemo obožavati Govindu.
We usually associate concentration with lots of effort.
Obično povezujemo sa velikom količinom truda i napora.
Because we're so unaccustomed to
zato što smo
very intense concentration.
Na veliku jaku usredotočenost.
And we're so much distracted by things which take us away from any effort to concentration that we might make.
Koje nas odvlače od bilo kakvog napora.
So this, I think, is a very nice image to remember. This is the goal, or at least an aspect of the goal.
To je cilj ili barem jedan od vidova toga našeg cilja.
And we can relate this to the goal of our seminar, our topic,
to možemo povezati
which
sa ciljem našeg seminara,
attaining peace,
a to je dostizanje mira.
Not just peace for peace sake,
ne mira samo u svrhu mira,
but peace for the sake of devotional service.
Mira u svrhu posvećenog služenja.
So I want to just try to make something like a conclusion from our discussion the last few days.
Želio sam ovdje dati jedan kratak zaključak iz rasprave koju smo vodili tijekom nekoliko proteklih dana.
And to thank all of you for
i zahvaliti se
na
vama što ste sudjelovali u ovom eksperimentu.
And let's see, maybe we'll also have some time for discussion.
Možda ćemo imati i nešto vremena za diskusiju,
kad
mi možete dati povratnu informaciju, ideje, šta bismo, čime bismo se mogli baviti.
What could be done further or better in this direction?
Šta bismo bolje mogli napraviti u tom smjeru?
Okay. Well, let's start with a verse from Bhagavad Gita.
Započnemo
to contemplate.
Sa strofom iz Bhagavad Gita o kojoj možemo promišljati.
Kama esha, krodha esha, rajaguna samudbhava. Mahashano mahapapma vidhyenam iha vairinam. Let's see, which verse number is that? Anyone know?
Zna li netko koji je to broj stiha? Koji je to broj strofa?
Madhyana Lila is looking for it.
Madhyana Lila ga upravo traži.
Three thirty-seven. Okay. So this verse is useful for us. It's an answer to Arjuna's question, what is it that
Arjuna pitanje,
seems to drag me down despite all my
što me
best
to
intentions?
Povlači, naniže, unatoč svim mojim pokušajima.
Madhyana Lila, can you read us the English there, translation of the question, exactly how Arjuna puts it? The question prior to this answer from Arjuna.
Gore, to pitanje koje postavio Arjuna, a to je bio odgovor. Gore. Evo to.
Arjuna said, O descendant of Vrishni, by what is one impelled to sinful acts, even unwillingly, as if engaged by force?
Mm-hmm. Okay, good.
Arjuna reče, o potomče Vrišnja, što tjera osobu da griješno djeluje, čak i ako to ne želi, kao da ga tjera neka strana sila.
Mm. So what compels one to sinful activity,
dakle, što tjera osobu
by force?
Da
and Krishna's answering, kama,
djeluje.
Esha kama, this
čak ako to ne želi, Krishna odgovara, esha kama.
Unlike in Bengali, esho means come here.
Esho znači dođi ovdje.
I just learned in Orian language.
Upravo sam naučio da na orijskom
aso
je asho.
Familiar form, aso. Whoops, right hand. Asha.
Asha.
So,
desna ruka, Asha.
In Sanskrit, Asha means
Sanskrit,
this.
Asha,
referring
znači,
to
ova.
Something proximate, something šta, nearby.
Što, dakle, se odnosi na nešto nam blizu.
Asha kama. Asha krodha. This kama,
krodha,
this krodha.
Ova
this,
kama, ova krodha.
This lust, this anger.
Ova požuda, Rajaguna, ova srđba.
Samudbhava. Arising, some ut bhava, coming about, coming out
nastaju iz, koje,
of Rajaguna.
Dolaze od Rajagune.
Mahashana, this great, what is the word, enemy? Mahashana, Mahapatma. Yes, this great enemy.
Mahashana, znači ovaj veliki neprijatelj.
Which is, you could say itself, personified sin.
Otjelovljenje grijeha, koji je papa.
Vidhi enam iha vairinam. It is the sinful. It is the enemy of the conditioned soul.
On je neprijatelj uvjetovane duše.
No, vidhi, know it that this is.
Kaže se vidhi,
cause.
Znaj.
We also know Rupa Goswami saying Vega, Vacho Vegam, Manasakrota Vegam, Jihva Vegam, Udarapasta Vegam. He lists Vegas,
on
which
vege,
things which push,
a to su stvari, koje nas nagone, nagone nešto, su nagoni.
What are they? Vacho Vegam?
Šta su to? Vacho Vegam. Šta je to?
Speech.
Govor.
Manasa vega,
što je manasa vega?
Mind, krodha vega,
krodha,
anger,
srđba.
Then jiva vega,
jihva vega,
tongue,
to je jezik.
Then udara,
udara,
udara is belly, like dama udara, dama udara.
Dama udara
is the name of Krishna.
I Krishna ime.
He who is bound around
onaj,
the stomach by a rope.
Čiji je trbuh vezan konopcem.
And then what was the last?
A posljednji
upašta, yes, which means
upašta.
What?
To su
genitals,
genitalije.
So the pushings of these.
Sve su to nagoni.
And then Rupa Goswami goes on to say that if you can
na
control these.
Kako sam mi to kaže da ako možete
then you can be a guru.
Vladati ovima onda možete biti guru.
Which is what Lord Chaitanya wants us all to be. He wants us
da
to all
mi postanemo guruji.
Jare deka tare koha Krishna upadesh. Amar agnyai guru hoi tare desh. You can deliver this land of
možete izbaviti
Croatia,
ovu hrvatsku zemlju
Poland
ili
or
Slovenija, Poljsku ili Sloveniju.
Or what else? Serbia? Anyone
Srbiju?
Here still from Serbia?
Imamo li još nekoga iz Srbije?
Macedonia.
Makedoniju.
You can deliver this land.
Možete izbaviti ovu zemlju.
Following Lord Chaitanya's order.
Ako slijedite naredbu gospodina Chaitanje.
If we can become able to control these forces.
I to i ukoliko uspijemo ovladati tim silama.
But now we usually think of obično, controlling as some sort of counter vega, some counter force.
Ovladanju razmišljamo kao nekakvoj
one way, we have to come
protu vegi,
equal,
odnosno
nekakvoj
veće sili koja onda potire prvu silu.
And guess who's going to win?
Samo možete
in such
pogađati.
A battle of forces. Koja će
sila pobijediti u borbi takvih dviju sila?
Daivi hi yesha gunamayi mamamaya duratyaya. What does Krishna say?
Što Krishna kaže?
Mamamaya my maya
moja maya
dur ati aya. It is very very
jako
difficult
je
to overcome.
Ja, jako se, jako teško može nadići.
Mam Eva je. Mam Eva. Me only. Mam Eva
samo ja,
je. Propadjante. It's very poetic, Krishna.
To zapravo vrlo poetiša
rečeno.
Mam Eva
je. Propadjante. Mayam etam tarantite. etam mayam, this maya,
etam mayam, this ova maya,
maya, which Krishna says is ova my maya, my maya, this illusion.
Krishna,
te taranti,
Krishna kaže da njegova, te
they
taranti,
cross over.
Prelaze.
Who crosses over?
Tko je može prijeći? Nadići.
Yes, yes. Mam eva ye, those who
oni koji
surrender unto me.
Mi se predaju.
Te taranti, they cross over. This
oni maya. Mogu prijeći preko te maje.
And then, what does Krishna say at the end of the Gita? He says, Sarva dharma parityaja, mam ekam sharanam raja. That you have lots of things you think are
on kaže,
going to help you
postoje mnoge
become
stvari
happy.
Koje vam mogu pomoći da budete sretni.
So many dharmas.
Postoje različite vrste dharmi.
Give them all up.
Odrecite ih se.
Sarva dharma.
Sarva parityaja.
Not just tyaja, but parityaja.
Ne samo
give them
tyaja,
up completely.
Nego parityaja, što znači
altogether,
odrecite
from all
ih
sides.
Se u potpunosti, sa svih strana.
Mam ekam one me.
Mam ekam,
me
doslovno
only.
Znači
mam ekam
jednoga mene, odnosno
Raja.
Samo mene.
Go to surrender to me only.
Dođite kako biste se predali samo meni.
Oh, I can't do that.
Oh, ne mogu to učiniti.
Because I'm fearful.
Jer se bojim.
I'm fearful that so many things will happen to me.
Bojim se da će mi se mnoge stvari dogoditi.
Unless I hold up, unless I keep on my shoulders.
I ukoliko ne držim na svojim ramenima.
Head, or in my head. So many concerns.
Sve te razne brige.
Krishna anticipates the fear.
Krishna unapred vidi da postoji strah.
And he says, "Aham tvam sarva
papebhyo
moksha ishyami." I will relieve you. I will liberate you.
Oslobodit ću te.
Literally, I will liberate moksha ishyami. I will liberate you from
oslobodit ću te.
All papa, all sin.
Svega grijeha. Pape.
All imperfection, all fault.
Svih nesavršenosti, svih pogrešaka.
Ma sucha, don't worry.
Ma sucha, ne brini.
This was Krishna's point in the beginning when
to
he talks
Krishna
to Arjuna.
To je bila Krishna poanta i na početku kada
says, don't lament.
Arjuna kaže neka ne jadikuje.
And now the same word is used, don't worry, don't be
sad se ista riječ koristi. Kako bi ga uvjerio da ne treba biti u tjeskobi, da ne treba brinuti.
So Krishna is giving a promise.
Krishna obećava.
If you do X,
da.
Y will be the result.
Ako napravite X, onda će rezultat biti Y.
And then he's leaving
y.
it up to us to do the X.
Ali nama prepušta da ispravno napravimo X.
Do this, you will get
učini
this.
To i dobit ćeš ono.
Don't do this, don't
ako
expect
ne učiniš
that.
Ovo, nećeš dobiti ni ono.
So we need to then consider deeply how to do
the X part. Moramo duboko
promisliti
kako da
all of the dharmas
X,
that we hold.
Da se odreknemo svih dharmi.
And what I'm suggesting is
ono što
that
ja
a very key component, I'm not saying this is the whole thing,
ja ne
but kažem a key component
cijela stvar, da kako, ali jedna od ključnih sastavnica.
These dharmas that Krishna is saying
dharmi
to give up
kojima, za koje Krishna traži da ih se odreknemo
are our various held back feelings which we are not allowing to flow on to be released
koje ne otpuštamo
tyatva having given up parityajya same thing so this is what we're trying to do. We're making some
to pokušavamo napraviti.
You can say visualizations.
Preporučujem neke vizualizacije
that help us go through the motions of giving up
pomoći
what are
da prođemo
keeping us from surrendering to Krishna.
Dakle, da se suočimo s tim što nas kroz te emocije koje nas sprečavaju da se predamo Krishni.
And we've talked about this group
govorili smo
of emotions, this hierarchy
ovoj skupini emocija, dakle o njihovoj hijerarhiji.
We've done a bit of exercising
uvježbavali smo
welcome and then to let go.
Iskazivanje dobrodošlice i otpuštanje tih emocija,
certain types of
kao i zalaženje u izvjesne osjećaje.
Yesterday we did one with pride that was kind of fun.
Smo radili onu vizualizaciju s ponosom koja je bila prilično zabavna.
We did some balloon popping.
Pucali smo balone.
Did you all pop the balloon successfully
yesterday?
Jeste li svi
uspješno jučer probušili svoj balon?
Was it painful?
Je li vam bilo bolno?
Huh? No, it wasn't painful. Because why?
Zašto?
We did it ourselves.
Mi smo to sami učinili.
We didn't leave it for somebody else to do. We did it ahead of them.
Mi smo preduhitrili druge i učinili to prije.
Aha, you're not going to pop my balloon because I popped it already.
Moj balon. Već sam ja to učinio.
Did anyone try this again later on after yesterday? Did you think of some
naknadno poslije jučerašnjeg seminara?
Situation or attitude of pride that you could
pokušali
pop?
Tako probušiti neku drugu situaciju.
Anyone
u kojoj
se
sjetili ponos?
I recommend that when we do such exercise, try to remember to do it again, because that's the whole idea.
Sjetite ponovno proći kroz te vježbe. Nije uopće stvar o tome da samo da takve vježbe napravimo samo jednom, nego da ih se sjetimo ponoviti.
And as we've seen, it's very
simple. Kao što smo vidjeli, to je vrlo jednostavno.
Almost painfully simple.
Gotovo bezbolno.
We're just asking ourselves a question.
Samo si postavljamo pitanje.
Could I let this go?
Mogu li to otpustiti?
In fact, you can abridge. You know, we've been talking about the three questions.
Mi smo dakle govorili o tri pitanja.
Could I, would I, and when
mogu
let
li,
this go?
Želim li i kad ću?
After you get
stvari,
a little bit of practice, all you have to do is ask yourself, could I let it go?
Onda se možete samo zapitati, mogu li?
And then you'll find you can answer right away, yes, and I'll do it right now.
Onda ćete odgovoriti da možete reći, da, mogu to otpustiti, učinit ću to sada.
But in the beginning, it's
ali
good to go through the little process,
dobro,
like the baby
proces.
Steps.
To su kao,
could I do this?
Koraka.
Would I do it? When
mogu
would
li?
I do it?
Želim li? Kad ću?
You can imagine, if you like, that someone else is asking you this. Either a good friend, Krishna, maybe is asking.
Također zamislite da vas neko drugi to pita, možda neki dobar prijatelj ili Krishna.
Or maybe your guru is asking you.
Ili vas možda vaš guru to pita.
Because you might think, well, if I'm asking myself, how can I ask myself a question?
Kako mogu postaviti sebi pitanje?
Philosophically speaking, I'm only one person, I'm not two.
Gledam samo jedna osoba,
so
nisam
how can
tvoje.
I ask myself
kako
a question?
Kako mogu sebi postaviti pitanje?
Right. So, okay, so just imagine
onda
somebody else is doing the questioning.
Da vas netko drugi ispituje.
You ever wondered who is that other person in your head talking all the time?
Jeste li se ikad pitali koja je ta druga osoba koja vam priča u glavi cijelo vrijeme?
I came across someone did a whole philosophical analysis of what's going on when we talk to ourselves.
Analizu stvari koje se zbivaju dok
we'll talk about that.
Dok vodimo razgovore u vlastitoj glavi, možda ćemo jednog dana i o tome pričati.
Yesterday, let's see, I'm jumping around a little bit. Kama Isha, Krodha Isha. Let's focus. Let's do a little exercise.
Napravimo sada jednu kratku vježbu.
Where we want to focus on
u kojoj se želimo usredotočiti.
Something where our anger has bubbled up. Maybe not some
na neku
big
situaciju
anger, maybe some little
u kojoj
annoyance,
je isplivala naša srdžba. To ne mora biti neki
a
veliki primjer. Možda smo bili malo nestrpljivi, možda nas je nešto zasmetalo.
So, make yourself comfortable. You can maybe close your eyes.
Udobno sjedite, možete zatvoriti oči.
Or not close your eyes, or half
nemojte,
close your eyes.
Možete ih samo napola zatvoriti.
Blindfold yourself if you want. No.
Ako baš želite, stavite si povez.
And Think of a situation, something recent, maybe.
I zamislite neku situaciju nedavnu koja se dogodila.
And allow the feeling to come, the
dopustite
annoyance,
osjećaju,
the anger, the impatience, the
srđbitovne
strpljenju,
već koga god bilo, dakle, ta vrsta uznemirenja.
See if you can locate it in your
možete
in your
li je locirati u svojemu tijelu
where it seems to be the strongest.
Gdje je taj osjećaj najjači.
Or you might also feel it in different parts of the body. That's okay.
Ili također možete isto emociju osjećati u različitim dijelovima tijela i to je u redu.
And now let's put our hands on our knees.
Stavi,
sitting cross-legged.
Stavite ruke na koljena.
And let's make a fist on with both hands.
Obje šak, obje ruke, obje, dakle, ruke skupite u šake.
And let's see if we can sort of move the feeling into the fists.
I probajte taj osjećaj pomaknuti u šake.
Imagine the feeling is moving from wherever
zamislite,
it is down
da se
osjećaj your arms into your fists.
Pomiče niz vaše ruke do šaka.
And now hold your fist a little tighter.
Sad još malo stisnite šake.
You have that feeling now in the fists.
Ima sad taj osjećaj držite
and
u svojim šakama.
Hold it a little tighter.
Još čvršće.
And just a little tighter.
Još samo malo čvršće.
And now ask yourself, could I let this feeling go?
Sad se upitajte, mogu li otpustiti taj osjećaj?
Would I let it go?
Želim li ga otpustiti?
And if you feel like you could let it go now, then release
ako
your hands.
Osjećate da ga možete otpustiti, opustite ruke.
And let the feeling drop.
I neka taj osjećaj ispadne.
Now let's take some other situation where you felt a little anger.
Zamislimo sad neku drugu situaciju
or
u kojoj ste se naljutili,
annoyance,
u kojoj vas je nešto zasmetalo,
impatience,
kad ste bili nestrpljivi.
See if you can welcome that feeling, that
razmotrite,
focus on the situation and welcome the feeling and see where
možete,
it's located.
Možete, usredotočite se na situaciju i vidite možete li skazati dobrodošlicu u tom osjećaju.
You might want to visualize that feeling as one
možete
of the
vizualizirati
anger
taj osjećaj
animals we identified
kao
yesterday.
Neku od životinja koje smo jučer povezali sa srdžbom.
I think one of them was a tiger.
Mislim da je jedna od njih bila tigar.
And then again, see if you can let the tiger or whatever move
zatim,
down the vid, your arms
vidite,
into your hands.
Dopustiti tome tigru da se preseli iz vašega tijela.
And make a
fist. Kreće se iz vaše ruke u do dakle do ruku. Sklopite ruke u šake.
Now you're holding that feeling in the fists.
Sad taj osjećaj držite u šakama.
So it's almost separate from the body.
On se gotovo odvojio od vašega tijela.
But now you want to hold it more tightly. You can tighten the fist.
Želite još više primiti, još čvršće.
You can
stisnuti šake.
You can allow yourself to
dopustite si
to feel that emotion by tightening
da
the fist.
Osjetite tu emociju stezanjem šaka.
Emotion.
To je moja emocija.
It's happening to me.
Meni se događa.
And then ask yourself, could I now release it?
Postavite pitanje, mogu li sada to otpustiti?
Could I let it go its way?
Mogu li je pustiti da ide svojim putem?
Could I let it pass?
Mogu li je dopustiti da prođe?
Could I let it flow out of my hands?
Mogu li dopustiti da mi otplovi iz ruku?
And if you the answer is yes, then you can just release
ako
your fingers.
Opustite svoje šake.
Mm-hmm. Hare Krishna. Does that work?
Je li upalilo?
Huh? Something is there. Again, it's a matter of practice. It's not something to get all at once. Okay, now the next thing we want to look at a little bit is desire. We've talked about this, how the word kama in Sanskrit has a spectrum of meaning from a moderate desire to something that we might call lust.
Do onoga što bismo mi nazvali požudom.
We might associate desire especially with particular locations and functions of the body.
Sa pojedinim dijelovima tijela i njihovim funkcijama.
And Prabhupada explains that the three, the tongue, the belly, and the genital are in a straight line.
U pravoj liniji.
And he says if you can control the tongue, then everything else will be controlled.
Ovladati jezikom, onda ćete moći ovladati i ostalim.
Before we do a little exercise of that, though, I wanted to give one sample of a variety of words in English which could be associated with what we might call the genus desire. Remember, I said in the beginning,
we have
nine
collections
or nine types or genuses of feeling or emotion.
Devet vrsta osjećaja ili emocija.
And one can see that there are many, many varieties of feeling within each of them. So just to give you an example, using as our genus desire,
koristeći želju kao rod.
On the very mild end, we might say anticipation.
Dakle, na vrlo blagom polu mogli smo reći iščekivanje.
Anticipating, one is expecting something.
Kad očekujemo da će se nešto dogoditi.
And the expression in English related to that might be
engleskom,
I can't wait.
Izraz, ne mogu čekat. Jedva čekam.
And you can fill in the blank. I can't wait until
dakle, jedva čekam,
X,
da,
Y, or Z happens.
X, da se dogodi X, Y ili Z. Dopunite sami.
Being compulsive is associated with desire.
Kompulzivnost se također povezuje sa željom.
Compulsion means it suggests habit, that one does something despite oneself.
Kad nešto činimo, čak i kad možda to ne želimo.
And we ask ourselves, why do I do this? And we
find
as a not very satisfying answer, I am compelled, I have a
odgovor
compulsion.
Odgovor koja nam se baš ne sviđa, a to je, jednostavno osjećam nagodno da to napravim.
In other words, this is a little bit alphabetical. Another word is craving.
Još jedna riječ je žudnja.
A very intense longing for something.
To je vrlo snažno priželjkivanje nečega što je povezano s osjetilima.
Often the word Trishna is translated.
Trishna
as
se često
craving, especially in the Buddhist traditions. Trishna literally means thirst, but they speak of it as
osobito kod budista Trishna znači žeđ, ali često se prevodi kao žudnja.
Like often one hears that Some people have a craving for chocolate.
Na primjer, neki ljudi ovdje žude za čokoladom.
Yeah, some people have a craving. They just feel if they can't get some chocolate, then they'll have a nervous breakdown.
Da će doživjeti nervni slom.
Do we have anyone here who's has a craving for chocolate?
Tko žudi za čokoladom?
Yeah, you have a craving for chocolate. Oh, okay. Interesting. Yeah, you too. Yeah, some people, I think it might be a, you know, biological, I don't know.
Mislim da to može ima neku biološku pozadinu, ne znam.
Another word associated with desire could be demanding.
Zahtijevanje.
I demand to have X, Y, or Z.
Zahtijevam da mi date X, Y, Z.
This, of course, we see in children.
To vidimo kod djece.
Children, when they decide they want something,
djeca vide nešto što žele,
right? They have to have it.
I moraju to dobiti.
They demand it.
Zahtijevaju.
Until they get it, they will not be quiet.
Ne možete ih umiriti dok to ne dobiju.
As a result of desire, one might be devious.
Kao rezultat želje, osoba može devirati.
Which, of course, is the opposite of straightforward.
To se, da kako dogodi, jedino ako smo... Ako idemo pravim putem.
Similar to or related to compulsion is the idea of being driven.
Je povezana.
I'm driven to do it.
Povezan, dakle, nagon.
And the Sanskrit
neki
word here might be vega. Vega means
sanskritska riječ je
strong,
odnosno
push,
nekada snažan compulsion, poriv koji nama vlada.
Also related to desire is the idea of envy.
Povezana ideja zavisti.
I want to have something and
želim
I don't
nešto
have it, but somebody else does have it.
I možda to nemam, ali netko drugi ima.
Somebody else does have it. So then that
netko
feeling
drugi ima to što
comes
želim, pa se pojavi osjećaj zavisti.
A consequence of desire could
posljedica
be
želje
mogla exploitation
biti iskorištavanje.
In relationships, this happens.
To se često događa u odnosima.
Unfortunately,
nažalost,
that one person exploits
jedna
another.
Jedna osoba pokušava iskoristiti drugu.
In order to satisfy their own senses.
Kako bi zadovoljila vlastita osjetila.
As a consequence of desire, one might be
kao
fixated.
Kao posljedica želje, osoba može imati fiksaciju.
I can't get this object of sense gratification out of my mind.
Jednostavno ne možete prestati misliti na neki predmet koji za ugađanje osjetila.
And the more I try, the more it comes into my mind.
I što više pokušavam to odbaciti, to mi se više vraća u misli.
Here's a little experiment.
Evo jedan mali eksperiment.
Do not think of an elephant.
Nemojte misliti o slonu.
Did anyone not think of an elephant?
Jer postoji netko ko nije pomislio na slona.
Why is that? Because the nature
zašto
of the mind is,
zato što je priroda uma takva.
It doesn't register negatives.
Da uopće ne registrira.
The mind doesn't register
negativne čestice.
When you tell the mind, do
ako kažete
not
umu,
so-and-so,
nemojte
XYZ,
to i to.
The mind only hears
um samo
do
čuje
so-and-so, XYZ.
Napravi to i to.
It's interesting, isn't it?
Zanimljivo.
Let's see. How about this? Frenzy.
S ovim. Zaluđenost.
Mm. As a consequence of one's
kao
intensive desire may come frenzy.
Intenzivne želje može doći do zaluđenosti.
What's the word?
Zaluđenost.
Zaluđenost. Zaluđenost. As a consequence of not getting one's desire fulfilled, what comes?
Posljedica želje, do čega može još doći?
Starts with an F in English.
Počinje sa F.
Frustration.
Frustracija.
I can't get no satisfaction. Rolling Stones. Someone who's desire is focused on the tongue, we call gluttonous.
Onaj čija se žudnja, čija se želja usredotočava na jezik, naziva se pohlepnim.
And the animal associated with gluttony is?
Kvase.
Yeah, you're right. Fish also.
Riba se povezuje sa pohlepom.
I don't know about all fish, but
ne znam za sve ribe.
Goldfish. Yeah. In general, one may be greedy
Možemo
as a result of desire.
Biti pohlepni.
One might be hoarding something.
Ponekad možemo skupljati stvari.
What is the animal we associate with hoarding?
Koju životinju povezujemo sa skupljanjem? Hamster?
Crow? Bears?
Medvjede, vrane?
Hamster?
Hrčke?
Okay. Bees? Oh,
pčele.
Okay. Squirrels. Yeah, vjeverice. I was thinking of squirrels myself.
Ja sam se sjetio vjeverice.
Hunger can also be associated with desire. There may be a real biological hunger.
Može također postati biološka glad, dakle potreba za jelom.
The expression I want.
Zatim izraz želim.
The sense of impatience.
Osjećaj nestrpljenja.
Here's a word I don't even know the meaning in English, so I'll skip it. It has something to do with lust. Lascivious. Anyway. Lecherousness. Being lecherous. This
zatim,
is someone who is not able to control their
požuda,
sex drive
osoba
and
koja
become
se ne može,
lecherous.
Osoba, dakle, koja ne može vladati svom spolnom željom.
One might,
pretjerano požudna.
One might simply be manipulative, and this
možemo
would
biti,
be associated with being exploitative.
Možemo, dakle, manipulirati drugima, to se tako, to se zatim povezuje sa ranije rečenim iskorištavanjem.
In general, one who hoards
općenito
would be considered,
onaj tko previše skuplja,
in English, starts with an M, miserly.
Onaj tko previše skuplja, njega smatramo škrtim.
One might be saying to oneself, I must have
it. Si govorimo, moram to dobiti.
And therefore one may feel that there is never enough.
I stoga možemo osjećati da nikad nemamo dovoljno.
One is never satisfied.
Nikad nismo zadovoljni.
There's a few more here, let's see. One may become obsessed
možemo
with a particular object of satisfaction.
Nekim predmetom osjetilnog užitka.
And one is likely to be over-indulgent.
I također je vrlo vjerojatno da ćemo si previše ugađati.
To be possessive.
Bit ćemo posesivni.
Indeed, to be predatory.
Ponašat ćemo se kao predatori.
What's an animal we associate with predatoriness or being a predator?
Dakle,
there are many predatory animals.
Koju životinju povezujemo sa predatorim? A, grabežljivi.
What?
T-rex? Dakle, grabežljice. Tigrovi?
Dinosaur. Oh.
Dinosauri.
Yeah. What else? Eagle, yes.
Orao.
Shark, yeah, these are predators.
Da, morski pas, to su sve grabežljivci.
And again, this is associated with exploitation.
To se povezuje sa iskorištavanjem drugih.
And it's therefore associated with having a victim.
Stoga se povezuje i sa time da netko postaje našom žrtvom.
One may just be a person who is, we say
možemo
in English, pushy.
Osoba koja je jednostavno
and when we meet such a person,
koja druge tjera da rade neke stvari.
Pushy. You don't have a word for that.
No.
That's because you don't have pushy people in Croatia.
No.
Well, you know what I mean.
Znate što mislim.
You've all met pushy people.
One tko stalno tjera da nešto napravi.
And our reaction is, don't be so pushy. Don't be so pushy.
Osoba koja je nametljiva. I remember.
Don't push so much.
Ne me toliko tjerati da radim stvari.
In the effort to fulfill one's desires, one may become reckless.
Također može postati jako nemiran.
Reckless doesn't mean not getting in a wreck. Reckless means prone to getting in accidents.
Znači da smo skloni tome da upadnemo u neku nevolju.
It's the opposite of being careful.
To je zapravo nesmotren. Dakle, nesmotren osoba koja često
pada nevolje,
koja ne pazi. Ili još gore.
One may be ruthless.
Osoba može biti
bezobzirna. We're challenging one of our best translators.
But you have so many words and I don't have a dictionary.
We're just giving you opportunity to pop some balloons before we do. Hare Krishna. Ruthless means without mercy.
To znači da nema milosti prema
drugima. Absolutely without mercy. Doing something which inflicts pain.
Znači da nanosimo
even
bol.
Even torture on others.
Da čak i mučimo druge ljude.
Without any consideration of
bez ikakvog obzira
of human decency.
Prema dobrom ljudskom ponašanju.
One might be scheming, which means to, it's kind of like manipulation. To make a scheme is to make some plan,
dakle, znači,
but it's
planiram,
a secret plan,
to su tajnovite vrste
in which
planova,
probably one will be cheating others.
Kad spletkarimo.
One will probably,
dakle, da varamo.
One will probably be selfish.
Vjerojatno ćemo biti sebični.
One, if one eats a lot, one is called
ako previše jedemo,
voracious.
Onda smo proždrljivi.
And finally, one could be just downright wicked.
Ili možemo jednostavno biti zločesti, zli.
Yes. Wicked means like evil.
Dakle,
now, if we had more time, we could go from
vremena,
here into an exploration of chapter 16 of Bhagavad Gita.
Sada govoriti o 16. poglavlju Bhagavad Gita, kao što sam prvog dana rekao. Chapter 16 obično 16. poglavlje čitamo
than ourselves,
kao nešto što nije namijenjeno nama, nego demonima.
But it's very good to exercise to
ali,
read Bhagavad Gita chapter 16.
Pročitati
and see what
16.
poglavlje
Bhagavad-gita i pogledati što bismo toga mogli primijeniti na sebe.
Which we want to
koji se to,
free of.
Koji se to demonskih odlika želimo riješiti.
So now I'd like to do another little exercise.
Sad bih želio sama proći kroz još jednu vježbu.
So if you can make yourself comfortable.
Opet se udobno smjestite.
And relax.
Opustite se.
And take a deep breath.
Duboko udahnite.
And close the eyes.
Zatvorite oči.
If you like.
Sklopite oči ako to želite.
Which, by the way, if you happen to be driving a car
ako
and it occurs
vozite,
to you that you want to
i ako
do a,
vam padne
a
na
little
pamet,
release exercise
da želite proći kroz ovu jednu vježbu otpuštanja
on the fact that somebody just cut in front of you
jer vas je netko upravo
pretekao so angry,
i jako naljutio
please don't close
molim vas
eyes.
Nemojte zatvarati oči pritom.
Okay, so you can close your eyes if you like.
Ako želite možete sklopiti oči.
And let's think of a situation that involves some desire. I would suggest something on the light side.
Probajte se sjetiti nečega što je uključuje želju. Preporučujem nešto lagano, nešto jednostavno.
Perhaps last night at 10:30.
Možda se sinoć u 10:30.
You were walking by the pizza stand.
Šetali
and you
thought sa pizzama i pomislili
actually
zapravo
it would be nice to have
baš je bilo lijepo sad pojesti jednu pizzu
and you decided it's
i odlučili ste
actually a good idea
da je to zapravo jako dobra
it
ideja
will help you get to sleep
da ću pomoći da lakše zaspite.
Anyway, whatever it is, think of some situation where you felt some desire, some mild desire arising. And let's just allow that situation to come.
Dopustite te situaciji da dođe.
The feeling of desire that
tom osjećaju želje.
And let's see if we can locate the desire.
Probajte locirati tu želju.
If it's related to eating, it's probably
ako je povezana s jedanjem, vjerojatno.
In the mouth.
Će biti locirana u ustima.
Or the stomach, or a combination of both.
Ili u želucu, ili u nekoj kombinaciji jednoga i drugoga.
And let's allow it to be there.
Dopustite joj da to bude.
And now let's take our two hands and place them
spojite,
together facing palm to palm.
Sada sklopite ruke tako da vam dlanovi budu priljubljeni jedan uz drugoga.
And let's spread the fingers apart.
I raširite ruke.
Like a fan.
Raširite prste tako da dok su spojeni.
And we can hold this in front of our chest.
Možete tako sklopljene ruke staviti ispred prsa.
Don't press hard yet.
Nemojte čvrsto stiskati.
And let's see if we can move that desire, that feeling of desire, whatever it is,
probajte taj osjećaj
through our
želje,
arms into the space.
Kroz ruke pomaknuti u prostor
between our palms.
Između dlanova.
We can also picture that the desire is streaming
da ta želja
from the body
iz tijela
through the fingers
kroz prste
into the palm of the hand.
I među vaše dlanove.
As if your fingers are sort of antennas.
Kao da su vam prsti antene.
Which draw that desire
koji privlače
into the palm of your hand.
Tu želju u vaše dlanove.
You might feel that between your palms it's warm.
Možda ćete osjetiti toplinu između svojih dlanova.
So you can associate that warmth with that desire.
Tu toplinu možete povezati sa svojom željom.
And keep the fingers stretched so it,
neka vam prsti
really
budu i dalje rašireni.
Making it like a fan.
Tako da vam ruke budu poput neke lepeze.
And now try sort of pushing the two palms together.
A sada pokušajte priljubiti dlanove čvršće.
And imagine that between your palms there is some let's say sphere which is this warm
vaših dlanova
this warm sphere of desire.
Neka sfera želje.
And press a little bit harder your palms.
Malo ih
together.
Jače pritisnite.
And just a little bit more pressing.
Još malo stisnite, još malo priljubite.
And between your palms now you really have this
sad
desire focused.
Imate skroz usredotočenu tu želju.
And now ask yourself, could I let this go?
Mogu li je otpustiti?
And you can think now of not just letting the hands loose, but think of that desire now being streamed out through your fingers, through the tips of your fingers, out into the atmosphere.
Struji. Iz dlanova kroz prste vani u atmosferu.
So that the desire is dissipating through your
tako,
fingers.
Tako, da na neki način raspršujete tu želju kroz prste dalje od svoga tijela.
And it's like so much smoke coming out of your fingers.
Možete zamisliti obliku dima koji vam kulja iz prstiju.
And it's blowing away.
I koji polako biva raspršen.
And now ask yourself, could I
upitajte
let
se sada,
this go?
Mogu li to otpustiti?
And let your hands relax.
Opustite ruke. Nemojte ih razdvajati, opustite ih.
And now, before just letting go entirely,
prije nego što ih u potpunosti rastavite,
put your two hands together in a relaxed anjali position. That means
spojite,
they're folded like this.
Spojite ruke u opušteni položaj anđelija, tako da, što
as
znači
if you
da
would be holding
imate neki
some
prostor
flowers.
Između njih, kao da držite cvijeće u njima.
And then see if you can picture transforming that desire into
pokušajte
some flowers,
zamisliti
some nice flowers,
da tu želju preobražavate u cvijeće,
which then you can offer to Krishna.
Koje potom možete ponuditi Krishni.
You can offer to the lotus feet of Krishna.
Možete ga ponuditi Krishninim lotosnim stopalima.
Okay. All right, let's come back.
Vratimo se sad natrag.
So did that work?
Je li to upalilo?
So you might try this. Try it
možete
with little
to pokušavati.
Things.
Pokušavajte s malim stvarima.
Pizza at 10:30 at night
sa
or
pizzom u,
you know, one extra helping of whatever it is that maybe you don't really need.
Hrane koja vam zapravo nije potrebna.
And then gradually you may see that it is possible also to do this.
Zatim ćete postupno uvidjeti da je da se to može napraviti s većim stvarima.
The bigger challenges.
S većim izazovima.
How did that go? Did you
kako je to prošlo?
Find it useful? Yeah. I think this can be helpful to connect the feeling of the body
da je
and making
važno
some
da pokušavate
gesture like this and then
asking osjećaj
again,
tijelu
can
sa
I let
nekom
it go?
Gestom i onda se upita, onda upitate mogu li to doista tako otpustiti.
All right. Well, we're basically coming to the end of our
bližimo se kraju
series of experiments.
Našeg niza pokusa.
What we have not done is to spend time with the three positive, the more luminous emotions within sattva guna, namely courage, acceptance, and peace. And you might feel a little bit short-changed because I was promising, I was advertising that this seminar is about peace.
And seminar,
I've hardly at all talked about peace.
Miru, a o miru smo gotovo,
I've been talking about everything
nismo
else.
Gotovo ništa, govorili smo svemu drugome.
But I think maybe by now you also
ali
understand
da,
that
do sada već shvatili,
there are preliminaries to attaining peace.
Da postoje neki preduvjeti koji su nužni za ostvarivanje, za ostvarivanje mira.
And this takes us back to Bhagavad Gita chapter 2 verse
Bhagavad
66
Giti,
that we started with.
Drugo poglavlje 66. strofa od koje smo i počeli.
In which Krishna explains that there are some prerequisites
Krishna
to being
objašnjava
peaceful. Nasti buddhir shanta ashantasya kuta sukham. In order for there to be peace,
kako
there has to be
bilo mira,
a controlled mind.
Onda
in order
moramo
for there
ovladati
to be
umom,
a controlled mind, there has to be a controlled intelligence.
Moramo imati ovladanu inteligenciju.
And what we're suggesting is that
mi ovdje
this process can help us
da nam ovaj proces može pomoći
to do these things, to control mind and intelligence.
Ovladamo
or rather,
umom
to allow the intelligence
odnosno,
and
da
the mind to be connected to Krishna, because the word is yukta, which means linked or connected.
Iskorišten ovdje je yukta, što znači povezana ili spojena.
Linked, connected to Krishna.
Oni su da budu povezani, odnosno spojeni s Krishnom.
And as I suggested yesterday, when we can get
beyond
the hang-ups, as they say in California, of these lower or these more opaque emotions, then we can get into the empowering feelings, namely courage, acceptance, and peace.
Ove jasnije, čišće emocije. Međutim,
peace is not the goal.
Mir nije cilj.
Peace is just the, again, preliminary, this, the,
mir je samo jedan od preduvjeta.
First step toward,
to je prvi korak,
engaging in real devotional service.
Prema pravome posvećenom služenju.
Actually, Shanta Rasa is
zapravo,
counted as
Shanta
Rasa.
Shanta Rasa se smatra rasom.
It's a relationship with
Krishna. Odnos sa Krishnom.
And we can aspire for that relationship as a background,
odnosu,
as a foundation
kao nekom temelju, kao nekom
for one
pozadini,
which in our tradition we value much higher, and that is service.
Za drugu rasu koju smatramo
which
važnijom,
in turn
to je služenje,
is the foundation
a služenje pak
for
temelj,
friendship,
za prijateljstvo,
parenthood,
roditeljstvo,
and what's the word? Madhurya.
Iza
conjugational relationship.
Odnosno romantičan odnos.
Conjugation. Conjugational? No.
Conjugal.
Conjugal. Brutal. Yes. Conjugal. Yes. So, and one more step to all of this.
Još jedan korak u svemu ovome je
by learning to free ourselves from the emotions
osloboditi emocije
are holding us back, that are
koje
hanging
nas zadržavaju,
us up. All these emotions can
sve
become transformed.
Se mogu preobraziti.
They can be purified.
Mogu
and this
pročistiti.
Is what we have hinted at by
I
this exercise of turning feelings into flowers.
Pretvaranja osjećaja u cvijeće.
Turning feelings into flowers to offer to Krishna.
Kako bismo ih ponudili Krishni.
I mentioned yesterday an exercise you might try on your own, making a list of likes and dislikes.
Pokušati, a to je da napravite popis ono što volite i što ne volite.
And I strongly recommend this. You may be surprised.
Snažno to preporučam, možda biste se iznenadili.
You can go through
možete
letting go, releasing likes
proći
and dislikes.
Kroz otpuštanje, odnosno puštanje svih stvari koje
and you
volite,
may find
koje
that
volite,
you can do this in many different areas of your life.
To moguće napraviti u raznim područjima svoga života.
You can also do this with regard to specific persons.
Možete to napraviti i u pogledu pojedinih osoba.
Because even somebody that we are very close to.
Jer čak i netko s kojima smo jako bliski.
I just like this person. But if you're long enough with anybody, there will be something there that you don't like.
Sa bilo kim sigurno će biti nešto što vam se u vezi te osobe neće svidjeti.
Isn't it?
Zar ne?
They say the real test is traveling with others.
On kaže da je pravi test kad s nekim putujete.
Because that's when the circumstances come up which are unexpected for everyone. And to adjust to those situations.
Različitih okolnosti koje su sasvim neočekivane i onda vidite kako drugi na njih odgovaraju.
Okay, well, these I've given lots of suggestions and
ja sam dao jako puno
I think I'll leave it at that
and
maybe somebody right
stati.
Now would like
možda
to
bi netko
add something as a suggestion
nešto dodati,
to what we have
prijedlog.
Offered otherwise
ovima koje sam ja dao,
anything else you want to
ili
ask
možda
or
želite još nešto pitati
yes Mandali. Mm-hmm. Good. Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. Should we do a bit of translation in between, or how do you want to do that? Okay.
Maybe she can translate.
Yeah, you
after
can also
done.
Translate after you're done. Okay, you're adding some purport, some Krishna conscious purport, which is nice. Yes. You want to translate? Sorry, what was the last word? Yeah. Oh, in all of this, yeah. The super soul, uh-huh. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Who is us? Who am I? So maybe you have a little attachment to understanding things. And you can allow yourself to have the feeling of wanting to control by understanding. And then see if you can let that feeling go. How is that for a way of slipping out of giving a good answer?
Na ovo kao način da me date dobar, da date
odgovor. So your basic question is who am I within
tvoje pitanje,
all of this?
Tko sam ja unutar svega toga?
Ocean of feelings.
U svem tom oceanu osjećaja.
Who am I? Well.
Tko sam ja?
Krishna tells us that we are his servant. Krishna
nam kaže da smo mi sluge. Da sam sluga.
But we're forgetful of that.
Ali to zaboravljamo.
And so we become servant of our senses.
I onda postajemo sluga osjetila.
And that means all this ocean of emotions disconnected from Krishna.
A to znači da upadnemo u taj ocean emocija koji nas razdvaja od Krishne.
And then it becomes so much of an endeavor to make the connection to Krishna because
tada dolazak odnosno stupanje u vezu s Krišnom postaje pravi poduhvat jer
there is a kind of absoluteness of being disconnected. We are when you're absolutely disconnected, that's it. There's no connection. When there's disconnection,
jer kad nismo povezani,
Krishna might as well not be there.
onda je to kao da Krišne i nema, čini se da je to apsolutno.
We have no sense of
nemamo uopće osjećaj ikakve veze s njim. Pa nam postaje vrlo teško ponovno se spojiti s njim.
Of course, we have ways of reconnecting to
Krishna. Na koje se možemo s njim ponovno spojiti, povezati.
Our whole program, our whole process is about.
Čitav naš program, čitav naš proces.
Centered in chanting the holy names.
A to je da pjevamo i mantramo sveta imena.
But perhaps all of us, more or less, have the experience that
možda mnogi od nas imaju to iskustvo.
We allow those processes to become
more or less mechanical. Da postane mehanički.
Haribo! 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 No, it's all right. Caught. Caught. Bye.
He said, off I go. He said, off I go.
Off I go. Yeah. So, all these processes are there.
Svi ti procesi.
Chanting Hare Krishna.
Pjevanje Hare Krishna. Obožavanje Krishna.
Sadhu Sangha. Krishna Seva. Bhagavata Nama. Rajevas. E Panch Sadhana Pradhan. These are the essentials of sadhana. But sometimes we don't feel like these are working.
Kao da oni doista
and we always hear devotees saying, why is it not working for me?
Maybe it's because
we are holding on
to
all these emotions
and they should be
flowing.
They should be,
we should be allowing them to go their way.
Dopustiti da prođu.
When Arjuna asked Krishna,
kad je Arjuna upitao Krishnu,
how do I control my mind? Actually,
kako
he says, I don't think it's possible to
on
control
the mind. Smatra, da to nije
moguće. I don't think it's possible.
Mislim,
he becomes apathetic.
On postaje apatičan.
And then Krishna answers, it is possible.
A Krishna odgovara, moguće je.
And he gives two conditions for making
ali
it possible.
Ali daje dva uvjeta.
Abhyasena tu kanteya vairagena cha grihyate. Grihyate, it is, it can be grasped, it can be gotten by two things, by vairagya. Sorry, he says by abhyasa, by practice.
Kaže, uz pomoć abhyasa, uz pomoć prakse.
Abhyas, by, practice, by repetition.
Ponavljanjem.
And vairagya.
I vairagya.
Viraga iti vairagya. Huh? This is the opposite of raga. Raga means
ovo je suprotno od rage.
Holding on, attachment.
Raga je držanje za nešto, vezanost.
Vairagya, the opposite.
Vairagya je
renunciation, giving up.
Odnosno odricanje, otpuštanje.
Think about these two in combination.
Razmišljate ove dvije stvari u kao kombinaciji.
Practice,
dakle,
and renunciation.
Praksa, prakticiranje i odricanje.
Practice of renunciation.
Vježbanje, prakticiranje odricanja.
Renunciation of what?
Čega se trebate odreći?
You want me to give up my flat, my car, my
bank balance,
my kids, my family.
Djece, obitelji.
No, Krishna doesn't say that.
Krishna to ne kaže.
He says, yat karoshi, yat ashnashi, yat juhoshi, dadasi, yat. Whatever you do, whatever you...
Šta god radite.
Austerity, whatever it is, offer it to me.
Kako god se skezi podvrgnete, to ponudite meni.
And so practice of renunciation, dakle, that's what we're suggesting here.
Ono što mi ovdje predlažemo je da prakticirate od nevezanost, odvojenost.
Actually, what
odricanje.
We're doing is proposing a little ritual of renunciation. That's what we're doing.
Odricanje. To radimo.
When we're asking ourselves, could I give this
pitanje,
up?
Mogu li se toga
could
odreći?
I let go of this feeling, this
mogu
emotion?
Li otpustiti taj osjećaj?
We're actually performing a little ritual.
mi zapravo radimo jedan obred.
And rituals can be helpful in human society for the purpose of accomplishing things.
Kako bi se nešto ostvarilo.
That's actually what we're trying to do here.
I to zapravo pokušavamo ovdje.
Does that make sense?
Ima li to, jel to je smisleno?
Okay. Well, that was all kind of, I hope that wasn't a anti-climax.
Nadam se da sad ovo nije bio neki anti-klimaks
svega. You
know,
we expected some big revelation
and suddenly everything is odjednom
totally different now.
Je sve potpuno drugačije.
We walk away, you know, a completely different person. No.
Mislite, možda smo mislili da ćemo otići da je kao nova osoba, ali ne.
You had a question?
Yes, I had a question about this verse, Yad Karosh Yad Ashnasi.
Because
I think perhaps the problem is in our translation into Croatian, so I'm not sure if I understand this correctly. Mm. Is it that Krishna says, whatever you do, you offer it to me afterwards, after you have done something? Or whatever you do, you know, make that an offering at and is it important in any way? Because the English translation says, do as an offering. So,
mm-hmm.
And the Croatian one says, you know, like whatever you do, you offer it in a later sort of sense,
it.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Is that some kind of? Is there any difference at all?
Mm.
Can I translate this first? Mm-hmm. Pitanje u vezi stiha Yad Karosh Yad Ashnasi, što se malo razlikuje hrvatski i engleski prijevod, pa sam samo htjela pojašnjenje i da li se oni zapravo uopće toliko puno razlikuju. Dakle, u engleskom se kaže da što god radiš, čime god se baviš i tako dalje, to radi kao ponudu za mene. U hrvatskom je to prevedeno, dakle, što god radiš, ponudi meni. U nekom, dakle, više u jednom kasnijem smislu. Dakle, nakon što si nešto obavio, onda to ponudi. Dok u engleskom mi se čini kao da to više jedna simultanost postoji, dakle da dok god nešto radimo, to, dakle da to ponuda.
I think one thing that might help is,
mislim da bi jedna stvar koja bi mogla pomoći je da shvatimo riječ kurušva.
It comes from the verbal root kr, usually translated as
od glagolskog korijena,
to do.
Krit, koja se obično prevodi kao raditi, činiti.
But it can also mean to make.
Ali također može značiti i napraviti.
And I think in this case this fits better.
Mislim da je ovdje to čak bolje, da bolje odgovara.
We get this list, Yad Karosh, Yad Ashnasi, etc.
Taj popis.
And then tat, all of that.
Dakle, sve
tat
to.
Is a kind of shorthand for whatever the plural would be for all of those, all of those things.
Skraćeno govoreći sve to, sve ranije rečeno.
Kurushva mat arpanam, make them my offering, literally.
Napravi, dakle, učinite, napravite to ponudom za mene.
Make them my offering. So make them an offering to me.
Dakle, učinite sve to ponudom za mene.
So whether you think of it in terms of in the course of doing it,
dakle,
or you think of it as something accomplished, which
to,
as a complete product
kao,
you
dakle,
offer.
Da li nudite nešto u procesu ili ponudite kada već sve gotovo?
I'm not sure it makes
nisam
a whole lot of difference.
Da je razlik, nisam sigurna da je baš razlika tako velika.
I mean, if we take the example of cooking and then offering
možete
food to Krishna.
Možete razmišljati, recimo, ako govorimo o kuhanju
so
i učenju hrane Krišni.
It's recommended that when
preporuča
you cook,
se
you
da dok kuhate,
meditate as you're cooking, that you're going to offer this to Krishna.
Dok kuhate, da ćete to ponuditi Krišni.
You don't sort of cook,
ni da kuhate,
and then after you're done, you go,
nakon što ste napravili, kažete,
oh, actually, I guess I should offer it to
Krishna. A, zapravo, pa može bi to pak trebao ponuditi kao Krishna.
No, you think all along, I'm going to offer this to Krishna. Therefore,
o tome,
I will
kako
make
ćete
it very
to ponuditi
nice.
Krishni. I zato to sve radite jako dobro.
And then when it's completed, it's prepared, it's ready
zatim,
to go,
kada ste spremni, kada je sve gotovo,
put it on a nice plate,
stavite
and you make a nice offering.
Lijepi tanjuri i lijepo to ponudite.
So, I think it can be both ways.
Mislim da se dakle može vrijediti na jedan i na drugi način.
I guess the question would be also what's
at stake. Mislim da bi pitanje također bilo kako uopće ima veze. Well, the consciousness. I was thinking in terms of consciousness.
Yeah.
Because in a way I felt this the first thing would be more what Prabhupada calls karma yoga. So just do something whatever you like. I mean whatever you do,
yeah,
and then offer it later on. Yeah. But the other thing was more like this karma yoga and Krishna consciousness, that while you are doing something, you're constantly meditating and keeping yourself in this state of consciousness.
So, yeah, there can be sort of a distinction made.
Da, dakle, možemo napraviti tu neku razliku u svjesnosti. Dakle, da li jednostavno nešto radite pa naknadno punite Krišni ili se cijelo vrijeme svjesni da je to za Krišnu.
But the one is meant to lead to
Ali
the
jedno
other.
Je jednako namijenjeno tome da dovede do drugoga.
As part of the practice of Krishna consciousness.
To je sve skupa dio prakticiranja svjesnosti Krišne.
In the course of any given day, we might actually find ourselves being more karma yogis than bhakti yogis. Another time of the day, we might feel more like a
bhakti
yogi. Part of the day, we might feel a bit like a jnana yogi.
Jnana yogi.
Isn't it?
Zar ne?
So, you know, the sum total of all this is yoga.
Skup svega toga je yoga.
How does that verse go? No. Krishna says in one verse.
Krishna u jednoj strofi kaže.
Almost end of the sixth chapter, he says, in all circumstances, be a yogi.
Kad kaže Arjuna da bude yogi.
Tapasvi bio diko yogi, karmi bio pi diko. No. Karmi bio pi diko. I can't remember. Tasmat yogi bhavarjuna. That's the last line. Therefore, Arjuna, be a yogi.
Postani yogi.
Yes. Okay, that's the signal.
To je znak.
Oh, now it's really coming. Okay, thank you all very much indeed for being patient, for allowing me to make this experiment with you. I'd be interested if anyone has some thoughts about this that you'd like to share. I would be interested to hear from you. One way or another.
To od vas na bilo koji način.
We have a burning question from Toshan Krishna.
Goruće pitanje
Toshan Krishna. He's not going to let us go until
Ona neće dopustiti da odemo prije nego što ga postavi. I have something very interesting and useful for all devotees.
Okay.
And I have one special reason to thank you for the seminar.
Okay.
Last year when I had darshan with you, I was lamenting I need the peace of mind so badly. He said that he desired to go to India very much. And you told me first find peace within yourself. And now you are fulfilling my desire. I thought the seminar was made just for me.
Ah, this is nectar to my ears.
Ovo je nektar za moje uši. Just like all the gopis feel that Krishna is dancing just for them.
Our Toshan Krishna is very transcendental. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Hvala ti, Hare Krishna.
Srila Prabhupada ki. Ananta Goti Vaishnavinda ki. Gaur Premanande. So, Sri Jagannath Rata Yatra ki. We'll see you all there.